This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology clearance on patient Chemiss, CHERMISS, first name Jennifer, date of birth January 16, 1956, date of evaluation September 18, 2025. The chief complaint: this is a 69-year-old female who is seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for left shoulder surgery. The HPI, the patient reports degenerative changes of the left shoulder over a period of time, period. She began having pain in approximately 2021, period. Symptoms have been progressive, period. Pain is described as dull. It is typically 5-6/10, period. She notes that pain is constant and never goes to zero, period. Pain is worse with activity and sleeping on it. She has associated decreased range of motion, period. She notes that symptoms are improved with rest and zero activity. Ibuprofen further helps in controlling her symptoms, period. D. Patient was anticipated to have surgery, but she was found to have an abnormal ECG, period. The patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. The past medical history includes migraine, headaches, next number hypertension, next number lumbar spinal stenosis, DJD of the lumbar spine, next number scoliosis, next number osteoporosis. The past surgical history: right elbow surgery in March of 2020, next number ruptured ovarian cysts. Medications: enteric-coated aspirin 81 milligrams one daily, Tylenol, correction, losartan potassium 25 milligrams one daily, calcium plus D3, 600/400 international units daily, butalbital/acetaminophen/caffeine, 50/325/40 milligram PRN migraine. The allergies: ergotamine and ketamine, which results in severe psychosis and hallucination. Family history: all family members have had hypertension. A brother died with diabetes. A sister is pre-diabetic. Social history: patient denies cigarette smoking. She notes rare alcohol use. She has not used marijuana since she was in college, period. The review of system. Is otherwise unremarkable, except she does have a dry cough, period. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 128/76, pulse 64, respiratory rate 18, height 58 inches, weight 118 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam, left shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion on abduction. There is mild tenderness on abduction and external rotation, period. Extremities reveal trivial edema, period. Data review. The ECG demonstrates evidence of left ventricular hypertrophy, period. There is sinus rhythm of 57 beats per minute, period. There is deep T-wave inversion in the anterior and anterolateral leads, period. The EKG is compared with several EKGs which were submitted, period. An ECG dated August 26, 2025 reveals evidence of left ventricular hypertrophy, period. There is mild ST depression and T-wave inversion in the anterolateral leads, period. However, this is minimal compared to the ECG of today that reveals deep T-wave inversion, period. The patient further has a secondary EKG. This was dated one week earlier and shows mild T-wave changes only, period. She apparently underwent echocardiogram, period. Echocardiogram performed on September 5th, 2018 reveals normal left ventricular size and function, with ejection fraction 60 to 65% by visual assessment. There is normal left ventricular wall thickness. There was grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Left ventricular ejection fraction was noted to be 60-65%. There was trace mitral regurgitation, period. Trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. Aortic valve was noted to be sclerotic. There was trace aortic regurgitation, period. There was no evidence of pulmonary hypertension, period. There was no documentation of left ventricular hypertrophy, period. The impression, this is a 69-year-old female who is seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for left shoulder surgery, period. The patient is known to have a history of migraine, hypertension, and spinal stenosis, period. She has degenerative disease of the left shoulder, period. Her series of EKG is very concerning, period. The patient has what appears to be left ventricular hypertrophy on the EKG, but prior echo finding reveal no evidence of left ventricular hypertrophy, period. She is noted to have relatively acute changes in her EKG, and I am concerned that this may represent ischemia, period. The plan will proceed with coronary CT angio with FFR as soon as possible, period. Lab work has been ordered, period. In the interim, her surgery is to be canceled. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.